It's the morning show at KCSN. Nick Harcourt with you. The band Travis joining me in studio. Good day. Welcome.
Hi, Nick.
How you doing, guys?
Great. We're doing good.
We got Franny and Dougie. And who else we got in the studio?
Andy and Neil
are here as well. It's not a full drum thing with Neil this morning. I see he's got a shaker or something.
Yeah. We've given him an egg.
He has the egg.
But we got the piano.
Yep.
And it's great to see you guys. I mean, we'll come back and talk in a little bit. But you've got a new album.
That's right.
Where You Stand. And a show tonight at the Wilton.
We're playing tonight.
So why don't we hear a couple of songs and then okay. We'll come back and we'll get into it. We'll catch up.
Great.
You like that?
I love that.
Cool.
Okay, here we go. The first song is it's called Mother. It's the first song on the album, just to keep it simple. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mother, take that
We're going to play another one. I just got to put this technical device called a capo or a or capo.
I could come on and talk a little bit and sort of fill the gap for you.
Yeah, that's nice. Where you put
the, is it a capo or a capo?
It's like tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Ah, see, I just fed that one to you, right? You've done that before.
I know. I'm a seasoned pro. Let me see. We were just saying earlier, Nick, how that in the mornings I can do a good Nick Harcourt impersonation.
Oh, come on, let's hear it.
Hello, this is Nick Harcourt. I can't now you're looking at me, I can't do it.
Do it again.
No,
that wasn't bad.
That was like, there's a funny moment when we were on tour with Oasis, right?
Yeah.
And I did exactly the same thing with Liam.
You did a Liam?
I was in the bar with Liam.
In a bar with Liam?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a mistake.
It was. And I was like, I do a good impersonation of you.
And you did it right
in
front of him?
Do me. I was like, and he gave me his hat and put his glasses on me. And I suddenly realized what I'd gotten myself into. I was like,
oh,
all right, man, having it. Like, and he's like, that's not me. Well, I'm going to bed now, bye.
What you really needed to do to do him, apart from the voice, was to get down, squat down, and turn your back on the audience.
Yes.
Then you would have had
lay the egg, as it's called in the business.
And then and then leave the stage after the third song. Anyway, you have your tomato on.
I have my tomato.
What's the next song?
This is Nick Harcourt. It's getting better. I can do it when I haven't sung. This is called Boxes. One, two, three, four. When everything
was out of reach, the sky was up. Ground was right below our feet. We played in boxes. We played in boxes. Cardboard boxes. We played in boxes. We played in boxes. Cardboard boxes. We wasted time. We wasted time before we knew. Don't punch the clock, or time will run away with you. We live in boxes. We live in boxes. Concrete boxes. We live in boxes. We live in boxes. Concrete boxes. But now your childhood is over. You silently shoulder all the plans they have made. You pack down your boxes and ask, who am I? The biggest trick. Biggest trick they play on you to make you think the show won't go on without you. Are we going boxes? We going boxes? Wooden boxes. We're going boxes. We're going boxes. Wooden boxes. But now the room has been emptied. I'm alone in my bed. The heart is a box which the soul has fled. The spell has been broken and the last word is said.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Travis in the house, in the studio here in the San Fernando Valley. Thanks for driving out.
Cool, man.
It's a little bit different from the other surroundings, right?
Well, it's got bling. Let me just say that.
It's got bling?
It definitely has bling here.
And we have light in the studio as well.
You don't often get that. You can see out of a window, and it's beautiful.
We got Neil and Andy and Dougie and Fran. They are Travis. Who's got mics? It looks like three of you got mics.
I think we all have, actually.
Everyone's got a mic. Yeah. Well, cool.
Neil's got a mic for his eggs.
So you and I have sort of come across each other a couple of times over the years.
Pardon me?
I didn't know about this.
Dougie's here next.
I am so, like, not with it this morning, man.
You're sharp for a musician.
Everyone's
blushing. It's funny. I've made an entire radio station blush.
Brilliant.
How's that possible?
I don't know, but
it's radio.
I'm feeling very warm right now.
Anyway, let me
rephrase that. We've met a couple of times over the years. Mm-hmm. In our professional lives and our personal lives as well.
Yep.
I think we've broken bread a couple of times. But the first time I think I met you guys was probably about a dozen or so years ago. It's probably more, actually, back at the other place. And at that time, you had what was a gigantic hit at the time in the UK and Europe and somewhat of a hit here as well. What was it called again? I'm just joking. Why does it always rain on me?
Yeah.
And I've been meaning to ask you. No, I'm just joking. What? No. But you've done a few albums over the years, obviously. And as any band goes through an evolution in their careers and people grow and, you know, hopefully evolve. And you have to deal with the music industry as well as you sort of grow up in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get to what this is, the seventh album? Yeah.
Seventh album,
which is amazing, where you stand.
It's a miracle.
where does Travis fit in this world today? I mean, obviously...
Here's the thing, Nick. We've never fitted. Since the very start, when we got together, it took us 6 years to get a record deal, which is a record.
6 years.
So, yeah, and then we got a deal, and it took us ages to get on the radio, and it took us ages to get on Top of the Pops, and it took us ages to... And I think the reason for that is that we've always done our stuff with our backs to the business. We've never tried to go, what are they playing on the radio this month? Or we've never done that. So it's a bit like we do it blind, but we write from... I personally think if you look at the business, then it all becomes a little bit like jingle writing and design. And so when The Man Who exploded, when Why Does It Always Rain On Me and Sing and all that happened, it was strange. It was like you have the wallpaper of the industry, and then Travis turned around and slapped our usual "this is different from everything else" wallpaper on there. And we got, I don't know, there was a spotlight on it and people liked it. And then suddenly they changed the wallpaper around us.
Everything shifted, and
yeah. So I don't know. We're still outside of the business. We still do things with our back to the business, and hopefully, a song gets played in the radio and finds a home.
Well, obviously, you know, when you have a hit single and you have the attention that comes with something like that, even though, as you said, you know, the music business moves on and the cycle changes, et cetera, you're fortunate that you have a name and you have a recognition factor, obviously. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what's going on with sales and radio, et cetera, you have a fan base which will come out and support you. And the fact that you haven't been in LA as Travis for 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Last time was at the Troubadour, and you're back and you're playing the Wilton indicates that there is a fan base that's going to support you throughout this. I mean, that's a very fortunate position to be in, obviously, and the exposure of having a couple of hits really sort of gives you that, right?
Yeah, either that or a very empty Wilton. I'm just kidding. No, but it's, I think it's sold out. But I mean, I'm just being glib.
Yeah, you're funny. You're very funny this morning, and for a musician, particularly funny.
I know, for a singer, you don't get many of those.
Let's talk about the songs on the new album, because in between records, obviously, you've been doing other things. And I know the last time I saw you guys,
down at Largo.
Yeah, which was you with Andy, and you guys were doing like a. It's not a solo thing, but it was sort of like a stripped down thing.
Yeah,
right?
It was all the songs, because we got all the songs and they have stories behind them. And we did a little PowerPoint presentation.
I was there. I didn't see any PowerPoint.
Yeah, it was, you know, the thing, you know, the slides.
You had photos and stuff.
Yeah,
is that PowerPoint?
That's PowerPoint,
oh,
yeah.
God, I didn't even know that.
See?
Look.
Anyway, someone told me this. I didn't know it was PowerPoint.
I'm learning something with Travis.
Yes. And it was great. It was good. And it was a pretty grueling tour. We'd do like 2-hour show, and then we wanted to meet people. And so we met nearly everyone in the venue after it.
I was hanging out. You didn't? Get to me. I didn't see you.
I know you disappear in a limo.
Work with security.
Yeah.
Well, you know me. 3 songs. See ya. So by the time you get back to Travis, then, and to make music again as Travis, the album's called Where You Stand. I don't know. Does that have any reflection on the music that's on this and the point that the band is at in your career?
Definitely.
So tell us about the songs on this record.
Well, the song Where You Stand is a song by Dougie, and we came to the title. We were going to call it Reminder. That was one of the first, because that's one of the songs as well. We wanted to call it after one of the songs. But in the end, we chose Where You Stand. And in a weird way, all the songs relate to this moment in our lives. We're all 40 now and we've got kids. And you said it quite good, Andy. What was it about having this 360?
Yeah, you look at this. You look at the start, looking at the start of life, and you start looking at the end of life. Whereas in your 30s, like, before, I didn't really care. You just look at the point. Before you have kids, you just look at the point you're at. Whereas now you start looking at the whole view, because you've got these kids and you're looking at them growing up from the start. And then you start thinking, well, what if I'm not around? And suddenly the whole of life opens up in front of you, and it's quite exhilarating.
It's the working title for a wee while was In the Middle Of, which I thought was which was quite good, but it was an open goal for critics. But it's kind of, it is that thing of, you know, you're looking, you have kids, you're in the middle of your life, and you're kind of, you get to reflect on things and look forward with having kids with optimism, hopefully. So it's quite it's a reflective record, but it's also quite a positive up record. Yeah.
Now it's interesting, obviously, when you talk about that, because that has to influence the songwriting as well. and if you look at this as a collection of songs as a Travis album, as you said, you know, you're looking at where you're at in your lives, which is good. You know, hopefully people do get to that point where they're able to take a look at themselves and see, you know, what you mean to the people around you and all that kind of stuff. As you look at this album, though, and this collection of songs collectively, and whoever collaborated and wrote, where, you know, you said you were going to call it In the Middle. In the middle of your career, in the middle of
everything.
Your lives.
Of everything.
Yeah.
It feels very much like when we set out, someone asked us years and years ago, how many records do you think you'll make? And I always said 12. I always thought that was a kind of nice number because, you know, it's 12 hours in a day, 12 months in a year. And it'd be quite a good thing to aim for. Mm. So, you know, we're at album 7 now. This is part 2. You know, we did 6 records, had a break. Now we're on part 2. So we're kind of literally in the middle of.
Let's talk about being back in L.A.
Love L.A.
You guys made a record here.
We did.
Yeah, you lived here.
We slam dunked LA.
You lived here for a while.
We did, and we went to the Bar Marmont the other night to relive some of those memories.
How'd that go?
It got messy.
It got messy. Jason Faulkner.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
It was highly good fun.
But you have friends in town, obviously.
Yeah.
And hopefully some of them will be there tonight at the Wilton. Hopefully it's not empty, as you said.
Yeah.
but what's it like coming back after so long? Does it feel familiar? Does it
totally.
Yeah.
It was weird yesterday. We were driving to this. We went to this great guitar store. What's it called? Old Style Guitars.
Old Style Guitars.
And then, but it's in Silver Lake. So we're driving down Sunset. We're driving past all the old haunts. And I said to Dougie, God, you could just click your fingers and it's 12 years ago, 13 years ago, because it hasn't really changed.
Right.
It's LA is a kind of interesting place because it's on the surface, it's one thing, and you know that under the surface it's a completely other amazing thing. But
there's a lot of things under the surface.
Definitely. Yeah. So
not all good.
Yeah, but it's a place that has lots of very fond memories for us, and whenever we come back, we always
feel quite at home.
Really. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say feel quite ill.
Well,
that's the next
illness is part of it.
you know what I always find when you think about places that you've been and that you've not been to for a while, and as you said, you come back or you see pictures of them 10 or 12 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is that spins me out, but the buildings are always the same, although mm-hmm. one or two might have gone. But the cars are different.
Yes.
And the fashions are different.
Yeah, and everyone's looking at these things in their hands.
Oh, God, don't
walking
even get
into lampposts.
Don't even get me started on that. Listen, it's been so cool to have you guys back on the air with me and here at KCSN for the first time. I think what we need to do is steal the sessions we did at the other place, and we'll put out a box set of Travis/Nick sessions, and maybe two or three people will buy them. Yeah. Or we'll just do the interviews. We'll just put the interviews out.
Let's just take over the air right now.
I think we did. What are you going to wrap it up with?
We're gonna end with a song from the Invisible Band. It's a song that we recorded in Los Angeles.
In LA?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to let you take us out. At the top of the hour, Jim Nelson will be along. Travis' new album is called Where You Stand, and they are at the Wilton tonight. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. This is called Sing. One, two. Baby, you've been going so crazy lately, nothing seems to be going right. So low, why'd you have to get so low? Your soul, you've been waiting in the sun too long. And if you sing, sing for the love you bring won't mean a thing unless you sing, 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 sing. Colder, crying over your shoulder, hold her, tell her everything's gonna be fine. Stop, nah, 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 but if you sing, yeah, sing, 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 for the love you bring won't mean a thing. Yes, you sing, 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 sing.
Great to see you guys. Before we wrap it up, and we're already running over time, I have to hear the because I'm a narcissist. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Because I'm a narcissist, obviously. I'm in the entertainment business, sort of. You have to do the Nick Harcourt impression and take us out.
All right, hold on.
All right, think about it. Pretend I'm not here.
Hold on, I'm going to put my headphones. They fell out. All right, that's better.
Say what?
Oh, I can't do it now. You're
watching. No, come on. I'm not here. Pretend I'm not here. I'm not here. Do it.
This is Nick. I can't do it.
No. I'm sorry.
I'm not KCSN. I can't do it. No, that was rubbish. If you maybe have it on tape from before.
No.
You do? Do you have that on tape? Maybe he has. Because I did it when you weren't listening. And
No. I'm not listening now. Take us out.
This is Nick Harcourt at KCSN, and have a lovely morning. Don't forget to wash your hands after going to the bathroom.
This is 88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. Member-supported public radio from California State University, Northridge. Streaming on the web at kcsn.org.